This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, July 17th. While the cattle market gained momentum Monday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was rising and started to build some momentum with the better-than-expected cash trade that really ended on Friday, gave the market a boost today. Interestingly enough, it was building momentum all day and really did hit limit up. One of the reasons why the markets are moving as strong as they are is because they are very thin. Many traders have moved to the sidelines and opened the doors to a lot of volatility. Now, meat packers did pay lower than last week, but it's still higher overall. And it helps to create that momentum and got that market rolling. And it really hit limit up before the feeders did, but the feeders were also firm. Those meat packers were actually lowering their bids, but the market still started to drive it a little bit higher.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 8.25 at 488 and a quarter. September corn was up a half point at 341 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day down 5, ranging from 580 to 608. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 7.25, ranging from 604.5 to 614.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 3.5, ranging from 623.25 to 643.25. Live cattle for August were up 237.5 at 107.50. August feeder cattle were up $1.65 at 152.82.5. And July Class 3 milk was down a penny at 14.26.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.